catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting, I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle, y'all think a nigga Luddle, hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me, I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God that brought this reef to be. My life is based on sacrifices, jewels like ISIS, and fools that think I slip. You fuck around, you get your guys hit. They built me to be filthy on some I do or die shit. For real, the price of leathers got me deeper than ever. And just think, when this here, I'm trying to feel me.
I'm back. Welcome to another exciting episode of Knights of the Roundtable Podcast. We appreciate y'all for finding the show where y'all find us at. On every and any streaming platform service, Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, however many episodes you can find of us up on there, iHeart, Pandora, Audible, Amazon Music, and I feel like there's some others out there I'm forgetting, but wherever y'all find us at internationally, you know, we appreciate y'all for listening, downloading, liking, subscribing, checking us out, and getting the word out. This week, I'm joined by some good brothers here. The producer, Curtis.
What up?
Yeah, Maestro, the DJ, Ant.
Hello.
The Conscious, Ian.
What up?
All right. How everybody feeling, man?
Feeling good.
That's good. We sitting here watching this Browns game as we record. Well, I can't even call it. Is it a game?
It's entertainment, baby.
Entertainment. We're watching this Browns entertainment.
It's not very entertaining.
It's not very entertaining at all. We got Gerry Coleman out there in the center throwing the ball, hitting wide receivers in the top of the head, cutting across the middle, throwing the ball across the middle, getting all his receivers clipped and hit. And Curtis, would you say another 2 weeks of this before we get Sanders?
2 weeks before we see Sanders or Deshaun Watson, baby. 3 weeks, I mean. 3 weeks after the bye week.
Okay.
So, yeah, Deshaun or Sanders be under.
Is Watson even cleared to?
3 weeks.
What about Zapp? Bailey Zapp?
No. You had the white guy. You got the white guy. Now it's time for the nigga. You at the rock bottom now. So, here comes the niggas.
Well, Stefanski ain't really got nothing to lose. This is last season, so, you know.
No, I mean, Deshaun will save his job.
They'd have to start the 21-day clock tomorrow, though.
For who?
Watson.
For what? IR shit?
And it's some kind of process you got to, for him.
It is.
Oh, it's another. Oh, did y'all see? It's another court case that's pending.
Man, fuck that shit.
No. They were saying out of the 24, 23 settled, one decided to go to case. So there's one that's actually going to case.
They were saying that
the NFL was actually thinking about, like, if this one go to court, because they didn't settle, they could actually end up implementing that.
It's been four years, man.
Yeah.
It's been 4 years.
If he was good, they might. But yeah. They don't care. Yeah,
that shit doesn't even make the news no more.
Yeah, you fought that shit on the black web somewhere, man. You probably saw about to hear about that shit.
Hey, man,
fuck that, bro.
But they got to make it's a 21-day
activation
ramp up or something. Yeah, like you can't just walk in. You can't just say, okay, he's starting quarterback on Sunday. It's 3 weeks before he's eligible to play.
So,
they got to do it. They'd have to do it tomorrow for your plan on him to be right.
Mm.
So if they say that shit tomorrow, I'm you right, nigga. won't get nothing else from him. He was right.
Be interesting to see if he.
I hope not, but yeah. It wouldn't make sense because. Dude said he fucked up, so what? The owner said he fucked up trading for him, so I can't see him letting him play. And then they got the don't they get insurance money for him since he hurt not playing?
Yeah, they got some salary cap money.
Yeah, nigga, he hurt, motherfucker. He hurt for the rest of the year.
It's true.
Fuck right here, that nigga. And somebody hit that nigga kneecap walking to his car. You know what it is, because I'm not letting you pay. I gotta pay you about $60 million a year?
About 65, so you get 30.
I thought they dropped it down to 41 with the restructuring.
I don't know. I'm just going off the basic numbers.
Yeah, they get, but I know it's like 85%, they get back on the insurance claim.
Yeah, so no, okay,
they ain't paying shit, so you're right.
So when they get 85% of the 250?
Yeah, each year. in the contract.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Of his salary, yeah, the insurance paid 85% of it.
So is 85% of the original 250 or is 85% of his annual salary?
Annual salary.
Yeah, because he wasn't hurt the whole time.
Yeah, I think you hurt the whole.
So he's right. He might be right. So, yeah, so Shador will be here in 3 weeks.
I mean,
he's been here. Playing.
He'll be allowed to play in 3 weeks.
Listen. I mean, he allowed to play now.
Stefanski don't like him, so that's why he ain't playing.
Yeah, something.
Yes.
They ain't gonna be good. Like, it don't matter. Like,
yeah. So I say 3 weeks. The season over pretty much now. You know, they ain't doing shit.
Did you see this line today?
This line, like these, like they can't.
Oh yeah,
I said 17. So what was the line like?
No, I mean the offensive line.
Okay. The spread was like 5 or 6, but the line, like, man, it ain't gonna be good. I mean, everybody think it's gonna be good when he get out there. They gonna be in for a rude awakening. Like, and it really ain't gonna be his fault.
You saw the nigga that last preseason game when the line shit.
But also in the first preseason game when they had to play.
Right.
Yeah.
He looked good. But nigga, mm-hmm. when the line was shitty.
Yeah, he was.
You saw.
But those was like FedEx drivers and shit up there with him.
I'm saying.
Did you see that last drive, nigga?
That's who he was playing.
These niggas gave up.
Did you see that last drive?
I did, but these niggas gave up. They don't care right now.
Did you think they're going to give a fuck, nigga, yeah, in 3 weeks?
Absolutely. All right, this is the guy we wanted.
We can't. We're playing for nothing in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, the nigga will say, what the fuck am I playing for?
Well, you think about it, and after 3 weeks, you still got 9 games left.
That hope? No, man. Y'all can't keep going to the playoffs.
I'm just saying, man. I know we ain't.
I'm talking about the line. Like, you think in 3 weeks, this nigga gonna know.
The line gonna come alive when you get out there.
For what, nigga?
Why?
For what? That's what I'm saying. Like, it don't.
Man, they gonna turn it around,
man. The line is gonna be even worse in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They gonna motivate. They gonna say their name on TV.
Especially if I got a contract.
Deion,
I already got my contract. The one nigga's old and one. He about to retire.
Yeah.
The other nigga, he can't. He hurt again. That nigga, Conklin's hurt again. Your left tackle, you're trading for niggas that wasn't cutting it nowhere else. You think this nigga about to come in and do something?
Yeah.
All right.
That's what y'all hope.
That nigga, his confidence is going to be shot. Nigga, he's going to be. They gonna run,
man, he gonna be ready to go. That first
he about to come in and turn around,
okay,
man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. Y'all sound like some niggas I know on the chat, man. I want to see the same energy.
Like I said, man, Jackson,
I'll be happy, turnovers. But I ain't counting on that.
Hey, I'm just talking stuff.
I live in reality, bro. I know what this shit about to be.
Man.
They coming off 3 wins. We saw what the offense been looking like. They can't even get 20 points.
All right, so
the one game I went to, they won. And they won 13-10. Like, it's the only game we won.
Who's that against the Packers?
Yeah, actually a good team, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it is.
So that man, he come in, all you do is win 2. I did the same thing we had last year. If I win 3, I did better last year.
But that's not, none of that is good, though.
It's an improvement for us.
It's an improvement.
Yeah,
that's the bar we're setting.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's an improvement
this
for
America,
us.
Baby.
Yeah.
The lowest bar is set. It don't mean much. You don't need much to be happy in this motherfucker.
Hey, I can't live like that, man.
you living it now.
No, I'm not.
What shirt you got on?
I'm not walking around here with these expectations. I told y'all, I'm excited to watch the game. I have no expectations.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. My expectations for this shit to burn, nigga. I don't expect wins. I live in reality. I expect this nigga to go out here and fuck up.
Sanders gonna come here and turn around, man. He gonna show y'all, man.
Next thing you know, he gonna be sweet because the nigga got 20 points. He gonna be the best QB in Tua by the math, I guess. But God damn.
Hey, he gonna turn around, man.
Like you said, by the math,
QB one, man. QB one.
This is a matter of time, man.
That's it.
I ain't never heard a celebration for a nigga to get named the backup before.
Hey, man, listen. As Browns fans, we got to clamor where we can get it.
I'm a Browns fan. Like,
I'm saying.
Who the hell I care who's sitting on the bench second?
Hey, we got the clipboard.
It's better than what we got out there now.
It was to the point.
See it out there, nigga.
Talk about QB2. Gabriel.
QB2. Well, we don't know.
QB2, man. QB2.
Should have kept
it. I never knew that was an accomplishment.
But it is, man. Cleveland.
Moving on up.
Only in Cleveland.
Well, that's four. I mean, yeah, progress.
Yeah.
I'm stepping up, man. So, I went from 4-1. Come on, that's a story in itself. That's legacy, like you said. That's legacy building.
Man, that's they're gonna make a movie about that.
They're gonna throw that nigga out there and he go right back to 4, nigga. right out the league.
Then they'll be like, why you put that nigga out there?
Man, he shouldn't have put it.
They sabotage.
He's trying to sabotage his career. Oh, we wasn't shit. Because we wasn't planning, and we were sabotaging career by not planning. We throw him out there on the shitty-ass team, and now he fucked up. Oh, but
sabotage.
Yeah, see, either way it goes.
The room niggas couldn't win. They shouldn't have drafted that nigga, because he came, they can't win.
You should have let somebody else take it.
They lost the minute they drafted that nigga.
Right. All you got to do is win 3 games.
That's it, man.
Come on. All you need. Two is cool. If you win 2.
We got this, man.
Good. If you win 3. Start QB next year.
This is Doris' time.
What happened to the pride?
Bro? Put him out there. Put him out there. All
right.
Well, y'all just listen to us talk about our Cleveland Browns. You know, if y'all keep right now, we 1-4. By the time this airs, we're gonna be 1-5.
That's 6 week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then after this, we got the Dolphins. And then we got the Patriots. Then we got a bye week. And then we're gonna see our primetime drink get out there.
Might be 2-6. Maybe.
Nah.
We Dolphins don't. Playing.
Dolphins is Dolphins only won 1 game or 0.
But they playing.
No, they won one. The Jets is the only
they won 1 game.
Yeah, they won it now. They have by 1.
Who?
Miami
right now.
Oh, and they scored 27 points. Never mind. We still have 1.
Yeah.
He won it.
So we'll be 1-7 by the time the bye week start up.
Shit, he might get in this game. Let's see.
I wouldn't even want to get in this game.
Nah, it's still too close.
Close. As y'all know, we air this show on a Sunday.
For normal NFL team.
So today is October 12th, and today is my mother's birthday. So I want to give her a happy heavenly birthday wish
happy
up there.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate you. She is the creator of the show. Her idea was the one to talked about it several times on several shows in the past. You know, her idea was to get everybody together and just talk about current events, politics, sports, everything. And, you know, if it wasn't for her, don't know if the show would ever came to fruition. So, you know, thanks to my mother, God rest her soul. Happy birthday to her. And Gabriel gets sacked again. So, yeah, man, let's go ahead and jump into what we got going on here.
Sanders could avoid the devil.
Hell yeah. I feel like
his daddy.
Used to.
So AI images, man. As we was talking before we got started, these AI images are making the rounds on the internet, mainly Instagram. It's all sorts of AI videos of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Tupac, whole bunch of deceased individuals. They got Dr. King talking about They got Dr. King talking about you know what he'd be saying. They got Tupac taking selfies with Michael Jackson, riding with Nipsey Hussle, walking down Rodeo Drive with Bruce Lee, in a car with a whole bunch of just like deceased individuals, man.
Hey, we got my nigga Bob Ross out here.
They got Bob Ross out here. Bob Ross was painting up the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
He was painting a picture with DMX.
Yeah, well, they got him proud on one.
Yeah, you gotta do something like that. It's cool, but we see a lot of black deceased entertainers, so I'm gonna go on ChatGPT and figure out how to do that shit. I'm starting doing white folks. Somebody hit the Miller Moreau's, Kennedy, you know, the people that's near and dear to the white folks. We're gonna try to even play and feel a little bit.
You gonna get Charlie Kirk on it?
Oh, that's a yeah. Have him get a lap dance by
Don't do it. Don't
you can't
do it.
Say it because now you're going to lose. Come on, man. Somebody's going to beat you too.
Speaking of Charlie Kirk, I wasn't going to even go there and talk about the guy, but there was a video. I meant to send it to the group. So there's a guy that was talking, and it's nothing that we didn't already think about or might have discussed or whatever, but was talking about the weirdness behind Charlie Kirk's shooting or whatever. Said there was no death certificate that was furnished, no burial plot, no, you know, funeral, nothing that was documented. The crime scene was like torn down and cemented over 48 hours later. His body was put into a casket like less than 12 hours after he was killed. They had the, as the dude said, they had the WWE entrance for his wife and Trump at the memorial service. And they were saying like how the guy that allegedly shot him, you know, broke down everything with a screwdriver and six pieces and all sorts of other stuff. Just said like the whole thing just sound weird.
Well, shit, you do the AI thing, he got to come out of hiding to sue you, man.
Well, I mean, was his likeness copyrighted when he was alive?
It was there.
We're going to find out.
I fear for my girl Candace, though, man, because Candace out here putting all the text messages out there about how he was deviating from the whole pro-Israel thing. And like, she got her hands on like a lot of...
She got the tape.
They all weird, man.
It's mad peculiar, man.
I told you.
Oh!
I told you.
Yeah!
I'm 3 weeks off.
Yeah!
I'm 3 weeks off,
my bad. Yeah!
He's about to get fucked up.
Hey, y'all hear that excitement. Shador Sanders look like he's about to check in. Look like he's about to check in. Let's go!
Hold the ball.
Hey, y'all, this show going off the rails, but that's all right.
They on defense, man.
This show. He got his helmet on, fam.
Hold him.
He got his helmet on.
Hold him.
Let's go.
One stop.
Let's go.
This is a weird behavior.
Let's go. 3 minutes, three minutes, 4 minutes left.
Defense, do your job,
man.
Do your job, defense.
We down by two touchdowns. We about to come back and win, baby. We about to win.
They about to do a 3 minute drive on y'all niggas, man.
Man, we about, man. Come on, man. It's Shador we trust, baby.
If Aaron Rodgers,
and this ain't AI.
If Rodgers is right, let's take a knee and go ahead and punt the ball, man. And we got 3 minutes to see what we can do.
It's 32, dude.
Let's take the knee.
Let's go.
I don't see, because he want to see what he can do also.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's go.
So what you think about the whole AI thing, man?
I mean, for me, the shit funny. Just because I know what the... I have a history of the people. I can see why people would be upset, the danger of it, when you got a younger audience that don't necessarily know who them people are. Taking their impressions about somebody based off the whims and all that shit of some whoever fuck creating this shit. So I see the danger in it. Same time, shit funny to me. But I don't go actively seeking the shit. Like, let me check out the latest AI of whoever fuck it. Just it pops up. I'll look at it, watch it, and keep my day going. Oh my god. Everybody kick another field goal, nigga.
He got to pay offense now. He got 3 minutes.
Talking about punt, nigga.
Yeah, but Gabriel putting his helmet back on.
Nigga, that's for sure.
We kneeling, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Is Gabriel putting his helmet back on?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. That was trash, man. Why'd he do that?
He bought this show.
Sanders had that motherfucking helmet on all goddamn game down there.
No, he had a headset on.
And the clipboard.
Yeah. Put him out there, man. See what he can do, man. And what you feel about the AI thing, man?
Oh man, technology. I don't know. It's this. Got to be careful because it's moving really, really fast, and you don't know what you see now. You can't. They used to be like believe your eyes. You can't believe your eyes no more. If it's something digital, that field they was talking about.
Yeah, that's the crazy part about it now too, because it's like it's certain things now. It's certain things that certain images that pop up online and you kind of struggle with like, is this real or is this not real? So AI is dangerous, man.
Can't believe shit you see no more, man.
AI is dangerous. I created a in the people that I chat with about wrestling, I went in there and created a wrestler. And it was just spooky because it actually looked like one of the wrestlers that was in NXT. Mm. So it's just like now it's like you just, and then some of the AI images, depending on certain search engines, they don't look like the person, you can tell. But then there's other ones that just look like a split image of the person. So
that don't look like Sanders.
Oh, that wasn't Sanders. We got Catfish, y'all. He got his helmet on the side. That's wild.
He did it for y'all.
That's white.
It didn't work.
That's why. It did, man.
Edit that part out.
That's trash. Yeah. Cut out all that excitement. Man.
Look what it did, though, man. Look what it did, man. That's how the city is right now.
Man.
You ready?
Disappointed.
That's it, man. Damn.
Oh, shit.
Terrible. That's crazy. Man.
Sorry to let you down, man.
Man, it's It's not the first time.
Prepping you for 3 weeks.
Don't tell y'all to keep coming back.
I guess. So, as y'all heard, the intro song was Politics as Usual by Jay-Z. And politics has become a very... It's been the topic of all topics. Everything from workforce, labor, layoffs, interest rates... tariffs, you name it, everything revolves around politics. Even the recent governmental shutdown that the Republicans blame on the Democrats, and the Democrats been willing to end the shutdown. It's just been, you know. And even when we talk about local politics, which majority of us here are not necessarily fans of, man, let's get into it, man. You know, local politics, you know, we have discussions. You know, to pull back the curtain, we have discussions about, you know, political handlings, political doings, people that's in office, what they can and can't control, what they can and can't oversee, what they should and shouldn't do, or, you know, our alleged role. You know, as we were told that our podcast was supposed to be a vehicle to talk more politics during the election, which I feel like we did to nauseam to a certain extent. So there's so much we can do. But then, you know, when you look at local politics, you know, a few of us here in this room are not necessarily fans of local politicians, and understandably so. What is the thorough disconnect between, besides the obvious, what's the thorough disconnect between politicians, whether locally or on a national level, and us as the common folks, the voters? Is it just that they don't care? We don't matter? Or what? Whoever want to go.
I just think they don't care. I mean, the community don't care. They're not invested enough to go out and find information to care. But at the same time, nobody really coming to them to present information to figure out what's right or wrong. So
now, let me ask you this. You said the community doesn't care, but when you go back to give the devil his due, when Diddy was doing the whole Vote or Die campaign, he was the one that spearheaded that. And that, like, birthed, like, a lot of, you know, interaction, community involvement. Everybody was out here voting during that time when Obama was running for office. That was a huge turnout because of the obvious. What teetered off between then and now?
So with those movements, every time the whole Vote or Die thing, it was a concert involved. So, like, it was free concerts involved with it. That's how everybody came out. Because I remember I seen Jay-Z, like, three times when Obama was running for office. Because it was free concerts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never knew who was going to show up to an event. Mm-hmm. So either it was Obama or somebody on the ticket. They just come out to do their political spiel. Mm-hmm. A concert followed. So we was engaged because they knew how to get people to the arena, that particular demographic, to come out and support them. So, like, I think it was our generation that got Obama in office. Like, that was maybe our, third real election we got into? Third or fourth?
Mm-hmm. So, that was in 2012, yeah.
So we were still trying to figure our way, like, about this political shit, because we didn't know nothing about it. Really wasn't invested into it. But, like, you see all these rappers and entertainers come out that we like, giving our free shows. Sorry, well,
2008, and he was black, like, yeah. First, yeah, so
it was cool. But, like, everybody came out, so let me hear what this dude talked about. So, like, I don't even care about what you saying. I'm here for the concert. But after a while, you shit. Gates open up at 6, dude coming at 7, concert starts at 9 o'clock. So you got 2 hours in this motherfucker. So eventually, mm-hmm. I'm gonna start listening. I'm like, damn, that shit makes sense, you know? And then you enjoy the concert. So, like, it's like the beta switch. I'm get your ass. Like, you know, it's like having the carrot on the line. I got you hooked now, you know what I'm saying? So I got you in the door.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know what time the concert is going to start. He just know this person here. So I'm going to show you pictures. He pull up and shit like that, walking around the venue. Are you ready to see Jay-Z? Yeah. And they just go crowd. But first, here's Amir Cleveland. You know, 15, 20 minute spiel. All right, well, y'all ready? Y'all ready? DJ come back out, you know, start spinning shit, get everybody pumped up. Y'all ready to see Jay-Z? Yeah. Place gave him loud. Here's the, what, the 40, like, what's he what? The 43rd president of the United States, Barack Obama. He came out and do his out and ass talk. Mm-hmm. But you say, but dude was engaged, so you listen to his ass.
True.
Then come to concert.
Yeah.
So I had you for 2 hours.
So let me ask you this: between, so
they don't do that no more. There's nobody worthy now because
Kamala followed that blueprint.
Yeah, they had all the
she had Beyonce. Rock.
Yeah, that shit didn't work no more. I mean, they was going to the same people.
So what I'm saying. So what happened between 2008, 2012, and 2024?
Niggas walk around here talking about Wakanda forever.
Now is it?
No, they saw like 2008, 2012. The people
they going
saw that no matter what, it didn't affect their lives. So what difference it made? Like that's what people was seeing. Like
you said it didn't affect their lives.
I mean, it might have affected they happiness that they person won at the time, but really, like, bad stuff happened to people no matter who in office. Like, so
that blueprint don't work no more.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So you can't, the entertainment shit worked on our generation because, you know, we were still buying CDs and listening to shit like that. The music, you can't throw out entertainment no more because these younger generation don't care about that because they're not invested into the entertainment that we were when we was growing up. So you can't throw out the same, you can't do the same shit we that got us hooked. You got to do something different. Mm-hmm.
I think the people that was going to them concerts, they was already in the bag for them anyway.
It's the same group. So like,
we
wasn't voting like that when we came, when they started that shit, when it was coming up, we weren't voting like that actively, not knowing what going on. Now, that said, like I said, throwing out the Nicki Minaj, the Megan Stein, the Beyoncé's, they our age group. So that age bracket is already accounted for. You got to go for people younger. We was the younger generation, you know what I'm saying? That shit worked out. So, like, if for them to do it, I can't even think of an entertainment that could work right now for them to be involved, for a young generation to be involved, for the shit to work again. Like I said, the blueprint was broke. It don't work now.
Do you buy the fact that, well, Ian, you want to chime in on this with the what fell off between 08, 12, and 24?
Open results.
Thank you.
People don't feel like they got any results from all the hope they had from them, all the platforms and promises made. People sit back and say, well, goddamn, I ain't really got. It ain't been no change in my day-to-day life. What the fuck am I? What different? People start to feel, what difference do it make if I'm involved or not? Because the result's been the same, whether I've been involved or not. So you growing up, with all the hopes and promises and I'm gonna get you together this time, and no result. You're breeding apathy in the community and bases that you're talking to. So every time you don't deliver a promise, or you don't make an actual promise, or you don't direct anything to somebody, but you want something from somebody, you start to grow a little more apathetic and weary of the whole process. Because what the fuck am I doing? Why am I not, you talking to me? And most motherfuckers know when somebody running the game on them, they start to say, well, shit, I'm tired of listening to the bullshit. You come back, it's just like a motherfucker begging for shit. You might give a nigga a dollar one day, but after a while, goddamn. What the fuck? I can't come to you and ask you? I know I've asked a bum nigga. I've told a bum shit, I'll go ask you. Because I'm out here struggling, nigga. So at what point do I get to get something? At what point do I feel like I'm getting something back out of this shit? I mean, that's just a bunch of people that are involved. Whether that's the right way to look at it, or is that the most productive or the most forward or progressive? Probably no, but shit. People feel like I ain't shit been progressing with my involvement. So,
you feel like that has been the mindset as far as voting on not just like the general election, but the local election as well.
I mean, that's some of it, but I think it's different with,
because
it's larger that, but if you, how do I put it, if you live in certain areas in the city and from the city, you start to realize that the city isn't really controlled or for the city, for you. Mm-hmm. The city is worried about the interest of the city, and typically the interest of the city benefits those not living in the city. That's right. And the people that have those interests that live outside the city usually have the council, are usually the council, and have the ear of those making decisions in the city. And so people inside the city start to feel like, well, goddamn, I'm in the city, I am the city, but the city's not for me. Mm-hmm. So you start to look around and say, well, shit, fuck, I'm gonna get involved, or I just live here. Shit ain't improving for me day to day. And you can say, well, damn, you gotta get involved. But again, you've been involved, you've seen people, you've seen generations involved, but don't get shit, or it doesn't necessarily change. And then you see motherfuckers that have, after a while, you look around and say, well, goddamn, it's got to be a big ass change. And I know a big ass change ain't coming when I vote for this motherfucker, because you vote for this person, mm-hmm, on that promise, on that hope, that change, the same shit. Then to turn around, shit, we got to, this budget, we got to do X, Y, and Z. But then this people in the city see you offer the Browns X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm, to stay. But then you look around and you're street fucked up. I know it's all, you can tell me, you can negate and argue the ins and outs of the shit. But for a general motherfucker, they look at it, well, shit, this is fucked up, this is fucked up, this is fucked up. But you got this money for this. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's, you can try to educate motherfuckers, but you educate them, it's hard to educate a motherfucker that's tired of bullshit.
That's fair.
That's right. They tell motherfuckers go to sleep at night so they can get up and learn in school. These motherfuckers tired. You can't. It's gonna be hard to teach them shit. As far as politics go, mm-hmm, and everybody knows, call it politics, is really about money, capitalism, capital, and most motherfuckers that you are trying to do this politics shit for, don't have any capital, so they know they ain't got no shooting the game for capitalism, so they know that they ain't got no shot at politics.
With the with politics being a local issue and local involvement, we look at certain promises that's being made by the mayor.
Who person right there? He running under polls?
No, there's I think some, I saw like 2 weeks ago, was some lady named Laverne something. You got to forget my ignorance.
Oh, yeah, that's my distant cousin. Yeah, Laverne for mayor.
Okay.
Cleveland.
So that's the only other person that I've seen that threw their hat in the ring. I know police involvement, lack thereof or an increase of, has been something that you've been adamant about. What would it take at this point in the game? And we could talk about like on a you know, countrywide level as far as community involvement. What is the biggest problem in your eyes when it comes to like local politicians, the biggest disconnect between local politicians, their failure to deliver, and why it's leading to lesser and lesser voter turnout nowadays?
I don't know if it's lesser turnout than it's been, but maybe it is. But I mean, especially in these big cities, it's like it don't like the popular candidate is in the mayor's office in most of the big cities. Mm-hmm. Like the people that most of these black organizations support, like the NAACP and whatever other kind of organization, political organizations that support black candidates, they would say the right people was in there. So, but you still see the same stuff happening. You still see, I don't feel no more safer that the police is on my side when they pull me over, no matter who the mayor is. I don't be thinking like, oh, I'm straight because such and such in office. They still doing the same dirty stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it is no difference. And they don't seem to care about stuff like that. The
politicians?
No, because they work for... If you look on the... who's in charge of the police departments, it'll say the mayor of such and such city is controlling it. Like, so they on the same side. Like, they not going... But they supposed to be for the citizens, too. Like, so...
Supposed to be, yeah.
So... They go... It seems like they more align with back in the blue, regardless.
So, in essence, we're getting lip service from local candidates when, in all actuality, they're in bed with the same people that the citizens
have. Yeah, have problems with. Yeah. Like, I don't know no young black man growing up in the city that feels comfortable with the police. And I don't think no mayor has ever... did anything to prove that. Like,
let me ask all y'all this question here. There are individuals, and this is not a direct indictment on anybody in particular, but there are individuals that have a peek behind the curtain, if you will. They have a chair at the table. They can have these conversations. They're privy to a lot of things, and we see them in our communities. We see them everywhere. And yet and still, as Curtis alluded to earlier, there is a disconnect between, you know, talking to the people, because you say the people are not educated and they don't care, but the people that have the opportunity to educate the folks and give them some insight don't.
They know they don't want to talk about that stuff. They know certain things is off limits, and we talk about that, it put all this other stuff at risk, like capitalism, projects, and, you know, y'all mentioned the Brown stuff, like all the stuff that can really help certain groups and people who have these companies that do business with politicians. And so that's the focus. Like, at least I could do this good. I can help out a little bit and I can get paid a lot, you know, and I can feel good that I'm making money while I'm involved. Like, so that's the focus. Like, the focus ain't about trying to improve the relations on the street with the police and the community.
So the end game is to get that check.
And yeah,
I,
hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it ain't all about that. But you can't tell me that if you're making money off somebody that you're pushing. That it doesn't play a factor. Like how you go, like, nah, that didn't matter. That that $100 million I got, that don't make no difference. That ain't got nothing to do with why I like him. Like, I mean, these are just fake numbers, but I mean, it just makes sense. Like, yeah. You know, like, and I don't think it's like coming from a place of, like, I want to be corrupt or crooked, but, like, money influences all that stuff. Like, man, they said how you raise $1 billion in 3 months and that money is just gone. Like, where did it go? Like, it went somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it just didn't disappear. Like, somebody got paid. They paid that to be like somebody. Like, so to think it's all about a good side and a bad side and right and wrong and helping people. And that is far down the list. That is just the stuff to get people to try to help them win. And that's it don't matter which party. Like, they both do the same thing. They're just coming at it from a different direction.
Right now, what would it take? What would it take to get an increase or an uptick in community involvement as far as voting goes? Or, you know, we hear oftentimes that we need to back our own candidate. We need to have a candidate that represents the people. But we've seen before in the past where certain individuals that, quote unquote, champion the community, they get easily influenced by the powers that be. Money changes them. And then they go off into doing stuff that's illegal.
So there goes, that's where the money comes in.
So it's like, do we need like a complete teardown of the political system and like generate a whole new party, or like what can we do? Like, is it even feasible to put our trust and our money behind a candidate that we feel is gonna go before the powers that be and thus gonna stand on business for us, but knowing that there's a strong probability of them being easily influenced by the gatekeepers behind closed doors?
I don't think them type of candidates, they have no chance of winning. Like, it'll be a few of them that have a platform and everything they say, it seems like it's, but they have no chance of actually winning.
I.e. Nina Turner?
Well, I don't know if she ran for anything recently, but
it was rumored that she wanted to run for the mayor of Cleveland, but
yeah, she probably won't win, like, because of those things. Like, mm-hmm. they want people that's in the network that's gonna facilitate all this capitalism going on and maybe do some good, like potentially do some good things, but the priority is to keep this business going. Like, everything else is secondary. Like,
Curtis, I saw the wheels turning. What you want to say, brother?
We can move on, man. That's it. It's
Are we here now?
I've been saying this shit for 3 years. Who's next in line? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who can we rally behind to get things together? And we've been told we can't. We're the people supposed to do it. We can't invest and put our support behind somebody else because we're the leaders supposed to be doing it. That's what we've been hearing. But if I'm not in trying to run for Senate, President, Congress, nothing like that, either local elections, how you gonna tell me what I need to be doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, who's the person that's in this field that want to do this job that we should get behind? And
nobody.
We haven't seen that nowhere. I've been asked the same question for 3 years. Who can we get? Who earned our support that we should put our money behind and our energy behind that want to do this job and lead the people? And that question hasn't been answered in 3 years.
Well, it's been placed back in our laps.
Yeah, it come back to us. Like, yeah. But I'm saying, like, we're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we each have our own network of people we talk to, different career backgrounds, and people we talk to to encourage people to go out there and vote or not vote, or like just know what the fuck going on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those we talk to, but on a bigger scale, who's the person that's supposed to be doing this? You know what I'm saying? That's supposed to be the voice of the people that machine behind. You know what I'm saying? Where's that political leader back in the day? Like I said, the...
No, that don't exist no more.
That's what I'm saying.
That don't exist no more.
You got Crockett doing it now. You know, AOC. You know what I'm saying? People like that doing it. But they can't do shit because they females. Not to say they can't do shit, they females, but they can't really win nothing the big offer because they're females, because the game is sexist.
As far as Crockett goes, not to interrupt you, Crockett needs to focus more on doing her job instead of getting into the spats with her constituents. That's the biggest problem with her. She's getting into like shouting matches with folks on MSNBC. She taking shots at folks, and it's like, listen, they gonna go. You already labeled as the aggressive, angry black woman. Okay, you got to hold that L, because that's how white America looks at you. Now you getting into the mud with them. It don't bode well for you either. Anyway, Obama was chastised. He was criticized. He was called everything but a child of God, and he didn't bring himself to address that. You know what I mean? He didn't. You didn't see him on Meet the Press. You didn't see him on MSNBC. You didn't see him on CNN taking shots at whoever was taking shots at him.
That's why the situation is right now.
Is it really though?
Yeah, man.
Because he wouldn't dirty his hands up.
Got dog walk. Yeah, man.
Is that how you feel the same way?
But what?
That Obama, the situation that we in right now, is because Obama didn't get his hands dirty like Crockett's doing.
And not so much like what she doing. Like, this dude, nigga, have a backbone, man. Like, fuck all this political correct shit, man.
Gavin's the only one that seemed to have a backbone out of the Democratic Party.
That beats me out. It's above my head out. Don't matter if you get out here and you're gonna be the angry black man. That's what people wanted to see. Is that gonna make a change?
No.
Then he's gonna be the angry black man. That nigga couldn't even wear a different suit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So he wore a khaki suit and got strung to hell.
He was about to be in peace for that shit, so I don't even doubt think that shit. That shit don't matter. That shit is the show in the theater, man. Is that what you gotta do to make a change? Is to show your ass?
When that came out of that shit, something that sucked my dick. I'm wearing the fuck I want to wear.
But that's, again, that's, nigga, arguing and doing that
over nothing.
Yeah, like, nigga,
that's what I'm stopped. Just
I'm talking about my suit, man. Fuck y'all.
But
it was clean today, nigga. What?
I only saw the one. I really don't watch that shit. But you want to get and be combative and argue amenative about shit that does serve no purpose.
You said we need another Mace Gilliam.
Then I was about to get to that shit. You doing all this confrontation? Ain't like you. You ain't gonna put no hands on nobody, and that's that back and forth, all this back and forth, loud talking. It's supposed to get to a point where, nigga, we had an impasse. Let's go at it. This ain't nigga. When they can go outside and duel and shit, nigga, it's time. So all this getting the funky ass attitudes and shit, it's time. All that shit does is make motherfuckers say, "Nah, I don't want to work with that shit.
Exactly.
I don't
want
to deal with this shit." And you walking into another motherfucker's theater and thinking your shit gonna fly, and then turn around and talk about your shit. I can't do shit. Well, you got to look at shit a different way. Try something different. That shit doesn't move me. It doesn't excite me. It does nothing for me. I need you to talk with some class and sense. And if you're a lady, you can be strong, but be a lady. If you're a man, you can be strong without being overly aggressive or threatening.
Fight Club, baby.
Yeah, if you ain't willing to do that shit, then that shit is pointless to me personally.
Fight Club 2.0.
Yeah.
And if you ain't ready, yell out mutual combat.
Have a duel.
What we about to have.
That's a real reality TV right there. Have a duel. Let's do that shit. Toss in this deal. Love hip hop shit. Let's have a duel.
Channel
you
Air.
You got a problem? Plot these.
If that shit ain't legal no more, man, it's...
Anything's legal now.
Trump imposed 100% tariffs on China. And in the middle of the night, China vowed countermeasures. Is this going to be dude's legacy? Just, like, impose the tariffs on everybody and then, like, you know, walking it back and Like, what's the
taco?
What's the end game with this? You know, he didn't allegedly, you know, made peace over in the Gaza. You had thousands of people in the Gaza, you know, might be plants and actors if you ask me. That was like, you know, chanting, you know, how he's a noble president and all this other kind of stuff. And then like he just wake up in the morning and just, I'm just about to slap 100% tariffs on everybody. Like what's the end game with this now? And then also too with China buddying up with Russia and South Korea, like do we really want the problems? I mean, we about to have them. It ain't, do we want them? Do we about to have them? But what's going on with that, brother?
I don't know. That's one of his things. He flipped. They'll be off button in 2 days and back on. Like it's like he needs to have attention all the time. Like it's like he's petty and he needs something. Like it's nonstop. Like, you know, it's like it has to be something. So a lot of it is just numb to, like, all right, tariffs today, but like Curtis said, like, you know, they'll be off and they'll say, well, you know, I got this great deal. Negotiated this deal because of these tariffs, and then we just back where we started. Like, you know,
right.
But then they like, yeah, we got this win. You know, it's part of, you know, the legacy though. It's already gonna be love and hate. It's gonna be like one of the most polarizing legacies ever. Love and hate president of all time. Mm-hmm. Like the supporters probably love him like no other president, and the opposition hates him like no other president. So he gonna have a lot of legacies, you know.
Yeah.
Like you got January 6th, you got attempted assassination. He just got a lot going on. It's gonna be a lot.
So one of his biggest supporters is starting to defect from MAGA.
Who was that?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
She's got no choice. She ain't trying to work.
She is really like some of the interview, like I think she, I don't know if it was CNN or whatnot, but she did an interview with somebody. I want to say it was CNN, mm-hmm. which was surprising. But she did an interview and she sat down and she was saying basically like how Trump's economics is ruining the country. She was saying basically how a lot of the stuff that he's doing is unconstitutional. Like she was Miss MAGA, you know, at one point, and now it's like her whole. Disposition, her
it's
whole.
The same thing. She got 3 years
to change around. You know what I'm saying? Flip her mindset. Because you know what? I can't lose my seat. Well, I don't know. She would up in the year, her election and shit like that. So I got to save faith because I ain't trying to be a stay at home wife no more. Get my ass beat by my husband. So I'm trying to stay in office. So I'm a flip. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know the shit fucked up bad right now. You know what I'm saying? But she said, well, I can't go back to have my husband beat on me no more. So I'm about to stay in office to keep this little power I got. I could flip-flop because J.D. Vance did it. Everybody else, you know, I can say what I can say right now to make sure I get reelected, hold the seat for another 2 years. And if Trump run again in 28, I can switch back around.
He can't run again unless he do some fuck shit, but he does.
He might do some fuck shit because what I'm hearing now, it never been done before or nobody tried to do it again. So it's not in the Constitution that he can't run again. Mm. Nobody really tried to do it.
Well, maybe so they ain't trying to do it because it's in that vision saying you ain't supposed to do it.
Yeah, just because you say I can't do it, I mean I can't do it.
Well, and Lord knows he done did everything that you say you can't do. So I was like,
I don't think they'll let that one slide, but yeah, we'll see.
So she played the other side of the game, man. She's trying to keep a job, man, because she tired of getting teabagged, huh?
Who was her other?
Wow.
Some white dude that beat her.
Really?
Yeah. That's why she's all smashed up. All that, I'm lying.
Confusing the opinions expressed by Curtis, so not those.
Yeah, I don't know that. Nice I don't know none that personal.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah. So let's end the show on a semi lighter note.
I'm 85% right though.
NBA season is in a couple weeks. Preseason games are starting.
They play tonight, don't they?
Yeah.
Who the Cavs?
Yeah, they play Boston tonight.
What we looking like for the what we looking like for the roster this year? Was any hopes, aspirations? Any?
I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch another the full game. I'm planning to watch it tonight. But I see they just picked up homeboy,
Thomas Bryant from Indiana.
I got him, but they just picked up homeboy with the gambling investigation.
Beasley?
Yeah.
Did they really?
Yeah. Elite? I swear I saw that yesterday. Shit. It could have been false. It could have been wrong, but I thought I saw that they picked him up.
Oh, man. That's...
There could have been some fake shit.
Right.
No, I don't think it happened. That would have been like...
That'll be breaking news with us. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You know, I'm going to be honest, man. I ain't really excited about the NBA season this year.
Where they're to playoffs, man.
Man, it's... Yeah. Why? What's there to be excited about, man? These niggas soft. Every team, this... Man, they don't take the game serious, man. It's like they out there. I'm tired of seeing motherfucking 65 three-pointers attempt the game, and niggas make it 12. The game is just weak, man. It's trash. Like, I was before my time. You know, this league I probably been playing in right here. All these bad shots going up and three-pointers from half court. This is my type of basketball. But now watching this shit.
They learned it from you?
Pretty much, man. I fucked up the NBA, man. The youth. You know, but like, it's not nothing exciting. It's no, there's nothing to get excited about, man.
At least your wife ain't doing an interview saying she wish she would have had a.
Oh my gosh, that
she doing man, that brother she, dirty, man. She doing that brother man, dirty.
She that nigga deserved it, man.
She doing that dude dirty, bro.
Is it just a resurface of something she said before?
No,
she's like, coming out again.
She's 3 years strong doing that shit.
She been on every show. She was on The View, and it was a clip that came out where was that fairly new? Is The View?
Yeah, that was yeah.
Yeah, so some dude came out, like they had some sort of manservant that came out on The View with his shirt off, and she was seen trying to like take her like gesturing to try to take her ring off. She just been emasculating his brother like all through. And then the thing about it, Killer Mike. Said something on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He lightweight tried to check Killer Mike. Other celebrities or whatever, and they said something. They were trying to come to his aid.
Right.
He checking them. It's like,
I mean, I don't think that's said for his wife or anything, but like, nigga.
Ain't none of our business, bro.
Yeah,
you're right.
You got stuff for your wife, but behind closed doors, they tell what happened. Because like, I said, he might feel. See, he.
She doing the TMI though. Like at first she was up. She was kind of like.
Yeah, I think his biggest thing is he tried to keep his family together. Like I know he saw his parents went through that divorce, so it probably being a grown man, you know, what I'm saying, it probably fucked him up still. Then like sitting like they probably had issues when he was younger, so he probably just trying to keep his family together for the most part. You know, like, I could deal with this. You know, what I'm saying I could deal with this right now, but I'm gonna keep my family together. But when I'm on the road, when I'm on the road, is what I do on the road. When I go home, we can be a family. We can play this to these kids got the house.
Savannah would never. Savannah would never.
I don't know. I don't know what they do, bro.
It's just crazy though, man, because it was like a couple, it was like a while back, you know, a while back, she was going through the issues where it's like she felt like she wasn't getting the attention.
I mean, she's like a chipmunk.
And it she felt like she wasn't getting the attention. And then she kind of just, like, you know, like, died down for a little bit. You know, she had a little cook show that popped off and then so it was like, you know, she got quiet. And all of a sudden, then this pop off. It's just like, hey, yo, like, why you...
She from the streets, man. I mean... You
never know what go on in the house, brother. And none of my... I'm sorry they bring it out, bringing that shit out to the public. But it's they race and run.
Yeah.
I mean, got to do with
it. My lane right here. I'm staying in it.
Yeah, so I feel bad for the kid, man. Like, it make him look weak. Mm. But
I think wiping tears with millions of dollars, nigga. I can't feel
sorry. Yeah, so I mean, that's like, true. Yeah. So, like, at a certain point, we take it, you know, you do your thing. We're going to take some vacations, but, like, And we never know. He might have another house, you know, his little jump off house. So he do it. She's like, man, she cool doing that. She can say what she wants to. I'm good. I got three bitches at this house, so I'm knock off. And they treat me like a king. They treat me the way I deserve to be treated. So she can say what she want. As long as she at home, take care of these kids. You know, I provide for them, you know. Just like our grandparents do. Our grandparents had two or three different sets of families. So we don't know what the man got going on. Like, yeah, say what you do. Just take care of these kids. I got with you.
Could be right. Could be right. Aunt, you want to chime in on this? No?
Yeah, that's the issue. I don't get it. I don't, like I said, I didn't know if it was old stuff circling around or is she still doing that or what's the root of this? You know, what's the objective? It's beyond my comprehension and I ain't trying to figure it out. Cause yes, sir, you know, it's too much. Like, I don't get it. Like, why would you do that? And then once I start thinking, like, damn, why would you do? Like, why am I even thinking about that? Like, it don't make sense to me. But hey, it's a lot of unanswered questions that we won't know. Yeah. You know, because it's they relationship.
Why couldn't you be showing your ass in 2014 and 15 when this nigga was beating the goddamn calves, nigga? You could have this nigga out back there.
You're right.
Stupid ass, your dumb ass.
Like, you was not going back get it though. Cause like, man, she told you from Jump Street, like, you wasn't her type. You know, she didn't want to be with you. Y'all was just friends. You become a millionaire. And then it's like, well, now I'm the man, so I'm going to go back and get the girl out that rejected me, and the bitch said yes. So
oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he done for that then.
So he did it to himself, so.
He done for that. He done for that.
Nah, you know. That's his life, and that's. Yeah.
He done for that.
I mean, but now this is the result.
It's the
result.
It's the butterfly
effect. If that happened, that's.
That nigga laying in front of him.
So that's what he wanted. So he went and got it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what he wanted. But she, so you got all this now going for you. Now you wanna, cause I said she was supposed to be a breadwinner. He was just supposed to be a coach, a basketball coach. You ain't supposed to be the best 3-point shooter in NBA history. You just supposed to be a coach. I'm supposed to be this Fortune 500 CEO and be fucking my driver. That's what she was supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? It didn't work out her way. But it's his fault for going back again. He should have left her where she was at in North Carolina in that po-buck town she was from. And been done with it.
She might be hitting the driver, but
nah, she ain't old girl. She ain't touched from power. She don't got that in
there. Wish them well. Hope they figure out what they gonna do.
But it's bad for the kids though, man.
Real bad for the kids. Real bad.
She wanna be community pussy.
Anybody else wanna add? No.
No.
Alright. Well, listen here, y'all. We appreciate y'all as always for listening.
Cause we edit, I'm sorry. Yeah, are we gonna edit out y'all excitement about she doing putting this helmet on? Are we leaving that in?
We can leave it in there, man. Hit pause. We can you know what I'm saying?
Cause pure unmitigated glee y'all niggas having about this.
Hey, that's
his helmet on.
I mean, listen, man, that was the most excitement that we probably had watching the Browns game in the last 2-3 years, man. So, you know, I own that one. Listen, we appreciate y'all as always for following along with the show, listening, paying attention, download, liking, sharing, getting the word out. Again, happy heavenly birthday to my mother in heaven, the originator, the one who came up with the idea for the show. Curtis is always the producer of each and every episode. Go back and find this and other previous episodes on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora, Audible, Amazon Music, and wherever else you find your streaming episodes across the country and across the world. And there's no tariffs if you download our episode online for free. There it is. And God bless y'all, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
I took my Frito to Tito in the district. Bless me with some BS, somethings I could live with. Stop fronting, and for the dough I raise, gotta get shit appraised. No disrespect to you, make sure your word is true. I'm taking wages down in Vegas just in case Tyson have a major night off. That's clean money, the tax write off. You ain't seen money in your life when it comes to this cheese. Y'all like three blind mice. I'm smoking bros who pump Willie. I expose the furthest you chilies been is the poker nose. My portfolio reads
leads to Don Corleone, nigga, please. 10-year felly on, heavy on the wrist, I face yous with the diamond blooded Jesus and blind your face shoes for life. Shrag, jigger, I keep it tight.